Lean forward slightly. Look straight at the speaker. And listen with a sparkle in your eye, as though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
We interrupt this program to waste some of your valuable time.
Coming to you live from the KOUG studios at WSU Vancouver, it's TGIF Radio. This show is brought to you by the Internet, Electricity, and Mind Power. And now, with no agenda in mind, here's TGIF Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the highlight of your week. It is Friday. This is TGIF Radio. So goodbye to the work week and hello to the weekend. We're here for the second time, and I think we did okay.
Yeah, that was a good intro.
I did the headphones way down again, but
that's fine.
We're fixed. We know what we're doing,
more or less.
Be happy because we're not like causing severe damage to headphone users. Like I listened back to the previous episode that we did, and it sounded exactly like this. When I started playing it in the beginning, it was really bad. So I actually put a note at the beginning with my voice, of course, because it's very reassuring, and people want to know that I care about them.
Yeah,
they got to know. And so I played that, and it's a warning telling people you might want to turn it down for a little bit before we actually start. And I think it went okay.
Yeah, it was good.
So we're back. We're down to two people, but I think we can hold this fort down.
For a little while, at least.
was your week crummy? Was it all right?
It was decent. I didn't really work that much, but, you know, I had busy stuff to do.
We all do.
Yeah.
But more than normal?
I don't know. I think it's always just one thing or another that you find to occupy your time.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, hey, I think we're supposed to do this. Say our names, maybe?
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't think people know yet. I'm Renee. I will be hosting for you today.
And I'll be Drew. I'll be co-hosting, I guess.
And we're here to complain about our weeks.
And just talk about random stuff.
Yeah, really. It's going to happen. Just let it.
Yeah.
Let it wash
Except
over.
Except we don't touch on celebrity gossip, so don't expect that. If you're listening to us expecting that,
we're going to... We kind of do, because last week we were talking about what would happen if Bryan Cranston was Lex Luthor.
Well, okay, that's different. That's nerdy gossiping. That's not, you know, talking, oh, Kim Kardashian's baby. No, we don't care about that. I'm sorry.
No, the idea behind those people is that if we don't pay attention to them, they will eventually go away.
That's how it worked for me when I was a kid.
By talking about it now, we are breaking our own rules. So.
Yeah, I'm just laying that out there, so don't expect it.
Okay, but no, you said you had, like, real news that I may or may not know about, so I want to...
Okay,
I want to jump right in.
The first one's just a tiny little story I saw today. Is a guy in Rhode Island is suing two different churches for disturbing his peace and violating his rights for the bells ringing.
Okay, well,
and he is choosing to be his own attorney in this case, which means no self-respecting law firm would even touch it.
Right? No, and they don't want any piece of this.
No, because. Yeah, he's suing the churches for ringing the bells, saying that they're violating his rights and disturbing his peace and all that kind of stuff. Oh, a couple of the defendants that are or as written up as defendants in this lawsuit include like Archbishop something or other, I don't remember the guy's name, and Pope Francis are considered defendants in this. Yeah,
like were they really big bells or just like?
I don't know. I don't know what the thing was, but he was just saying that they were disturbing his peace and led to the ruin of his marriage.
Honey, I can't take these bells anymore.
I know.
I'm gonna leave you.
Yeah. So that one, I was like, okay, guy's crazy a little bit.
Yeah. I'm playing Hell's Bells for the occasion.
I thought it was kind of fitting.
Well, see, give me your opinion on this because you do live pretty close to a church.
Yeah.
You can tone those things out, right?
Pretty much. If you live next to them for a little while, you just stop hearing them, or they're a good indication that it's like noon or something like that. Trying to wake up.
They can be useful.
Yeah.
This guy doesn't know how to adapt. That's his problem. I mean, I got something worse. I live within a football field of train tracks.
Oh, I'm not that far away from my other. I can hear him too. But you probably have it way worse.
Feel them. Can you feel them?
Not usually,
shaking?
But I can definitely hear them.
We get the shaking all the time.
Yeah.
And it's very rare that I notice it anymore. And there's houses right next to those train tracks too. I have no idea how they can do that. Their marriages over next to the train tracks aren't being ruined, I don't understand how this guy can...
I don't know. Honestly, it's just
Maybe he's living in the bell tower. Like, he's the hunchback of Notre Dame. And he's all like, I can't find love because I got this, the bells are too loud. Nobody wants to chill out with me and play Pokemon or whatever. whatever the hunchback of Notre Dame does.
I don't know. I think he just chills out. I think you rung the bells, I thought.
Maybe.
Anyways.
Well, I've never even seen
the most ironic thing of that whole story would be in his house if he had a big grandfather clock with a chime every hour.
Ha! Oh, then it's just hypocrisy. Maybe he's just got something against the church, you know?
I don't know, because they're two different churches. They're not just Catholic churches or anything like that. They were like two different churches.
Oh, wait, he's suing two churches?
Two churches at once.
Ha! This is never going to work, no, man. No, give up, yeah. Please.
Okay.
Oh, well, next one.
And the other one is actually more science-y.
I like science.
It's that the walkie-talkie building in London. Have you heard about this?
The walkie-talkie building?
It's nicknamed that because it looks like a big walkie-talkie. It's like 27 stories tall, and it's actually been, because of the shape of it, it reflects or reflects. Is it reflect or reflect that refract that it hits the light and reflects it to a different thing and focuses it on a point?
That's refracting, okay, when it so focuses.
It's supposed to be supposedly refracting this light onto... off of the side of the building at a certain time of day, and it's actually been attributed, supposedly, to either setting fire to rugs, melting paint off cars.
What?
Yeah, I mean, it supposedly like boiled the paint off this Jag or something like that, or it could just be a Jag sitting out in the sun. I don't know.
Do you know what perfectly fits with this news story?
What?
She blinded me with science.
Okay, when we get into sciencey stuff, just for people who don't know, he usually plays this song.
Kind of an inside joke, yeah. I guess, but I'm going to turn these down a little bit more.
Yeah,
but...
I was trying to...
Okay, it's melting paint off of cars.
It's been accused or attributed or whatever that it, when the sun hits at a certain time of day, if it's clear out, which it's London, so it's not all that often.
Okay, the Mythbusters should take a lesson from London here, because they had that myth a while ago.
The one with the Archimedes death ray?
Yeah, they were trying to take a whole bunch of mirrors and focus them on one spot to set a boat on fire.
Right.
Pretty easy. If a building can do this on accident, why did they even have to revisit the myth? I have some problems with the Mythbusters sometimes.
Sometimes I agree, but also with the Mythbusters thing, just to be the devil's advocate in this case.
The devil's advocate, thanks.
sorry, it's been a long week. I'm sorry. Anyways, playing the devil's advocate here, Mythbusters were trying to stick to the period, so they were using brass or bronze mirrors as opposed to modern refined reflective glass.
Oh, so like people in olden times wouldn't have like the mirrors that people of today have. They would just be looking at like the bottom of their cereal bowl going, man, I look good today.
Basically, it's like getting your reflection off of your cell phone screen. Off a cell phone screen like 5 years ago.
Oh, all right.
So it wasn't the best reflective quality, but...
No, not at all.
Or like getting the reflection off yourself in the TV on a glary day.
Okay, well, I can't believe they didn't have more progress with mirror technology.
You think so, but then again, it was like, what, 3000 BC or like 1000 BC or something like that. It was some really long time ago.
Yeah, it takes a really long time to just really get basic concepts of things down. Yeah. We don't know how long it took to invent fire or the wheel or anything.
Yeah, but for all we know, they could have been messing with it for 2,500 years.
I mean, I don't know if you know about this, but the recipe for concrete... I don't know if you know anything about that, but I think the Romans figured it out first. Mm-hmm. But obviously, the recipe was lost in when the Library of Alexandria burned down.
Right.
Is that even what it's called?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
science.
I know what you're talking about.
I'm not a history buff. And they figured it out maybe like 200 years later. And
yeah, it takes – yeah, because it's a lot of – tinkering with things until you figure it out.
I wonder if we've regained all the information that was lost in the Library of Alexandria.
It'd be interesting to find out.
Because they were still, like, storing things on scrolls and things. We've come to the point where we can fit the entire Library of Alexandria on a thing drive, like the size of a granola bar.
Yeah.
You know, and that's it.
Probably on a thumb drive.
I think we...
Well, considering they make 64 gig thumb drives now, 128 gig thumb drives now, yeah, that's not hard to believe. But anyways...
I think we've gone a lot farther than the Romans ever could.
Probably, yeah. Technology tends to help with that, though.
Yeah, I know.
And the Romans came a lot further than people before them, and it just... expands.
Yeah.
And then they took a major step backward after the Romans.
Yeah, that's kind of a bummer. I'm very...
having toilets to not bathing more than about once or twice a year for about 500
although
years.
Although, weren't they the guys who, like, everybody bathed together, too? It was like a community experience, you know? Sometimes. Like, you take your kids to the park. No, you take your kid to the bathhouse, and that's what everybody does.
Well, not everybody had a house with a bathroom in it, so...
Oh, yeah. Well, everybody had to go outside.
Oh, yeah. Or go to the bathhouse. And, you know, it was like, I'm guessing just as a comparison, the bathhouses were similar to like the, like when you go camping,
yeah.
The bathhouse is there. They had a couple showers or baths in this case and some toilets probably. And
I can only use an outhouse for so long. I'm serious. Like,
well, if you had no other thing to compare it to.
Yeah, pretty much. I used to go camping a lot. Really, and it's severely dwindled since, you know, I decided to get a job and go to school.
That tends to kill things.
It really does, and they got really bad.
Mm-hmm.
Outhouses get
some of them do get really bad.
Although you get that, what happens is when you go to the campsite that has flush toilets,
mm-hmm.
you bow down before the porcelain throne, and you just you thank the
not too close. You don't want to smell.
No, you really don't. Don't smell the toilets. God.
Yeah.
Actually, I heard this a couple days ago. Apparently, the U.S. is one of the most germophobic countries.
Oh, yeah.
In the world.
I have no doubt of that.
I never really thought of that. I just, like, it's beyond washing hands, I assume.
I would imagine so.
Oh, can we do one thing before we continue?
Okay.
Make sure your phone is off, because I was also listening through the show the other day, and it was doing that weird noise that you sometimes hear.
Oh, yeah.
That's
Morse
my
code.
Yeah, you're hearing Morse code in the file, and I want to make sure that's gone this time. We'll see what happens.
Okay.
I have no idea. What was I talking about?
Campgrounds and campground toilets.
No, there was something after that.
Germophobia.
Right, yeah. No, I don't really believe it.
Yeah.
I don't think we're the most germophobic country in the world.
I don't think we are the most, but we're probably... I wouldn't doubt the fact that we're up there.
Yeah. I mean, we wash our hands every day and things like that.
Well,
but
some of us do, but yeah.
We've got, like, hand sanitizer at every turn, but I don't... Like, people aren't giving themselves chemical baths or anything. Maybe I'm just taking it a step too far in terms of hyperbole.
They're not wearing, hazmat suits everywhere they go.
Although that would be cool.
That would be kind of cool just to see some guy coming into with a hazmat suit on.
Hazmat suit reminds me of Breaking Bad.
Yes.
Did you watch it yet? The new one?
No. I'll probably watch it tonight or in the next couple
Everybody,
days.
This is your weekly reminder to watch Breaking Bad if you haven't. Because remember, if you aren't watching Breaking Bad, you are wasting your life force.
And I think that another good point to sell this, AMC should just send us a check, honestly.
Send us a check?
We're doing, like, weekly promotions for them.
No, I don't. Yeah, that would be nice, but they're not going to.
No, gosh, no. We're doing free advertising, though. But anyways, I don't remember where it was, but they just rated Breaking Bad as, like, the greatest TV show ever.
Apparently, although I haven't seen it yet, The Wire is had that spot for a while.
Yeah, and I think Breaking Bad's finally beat it as, like, one of the best shows ever, or highest rated shows ever.
And five seasons seems to be the golden rule with that, because that's what The Wire had, too.
Hmm.
And I really do need to
They don't overstretch themselves, then.
Yeah, although I'm in the middle of...
Although isn't Mad Men at, like, six, and that's supposed to be a really high rated show, too.
Oh, six seasons?
I thought so. I heard
they just
it was
fluctuating.
Five. Yeah, I've heard that, too. I've heard it's good on the whole, but it fluctuates on
that
the quality.
And Dexter. Have you heard that Dexter's fluctuating?
I have. I have never watched it, but...
Because apparently there's, like, a narrator in Dexter now. Like, because in Breaking Bad, there's, like, very subtle things that don't get picked up on until maybe a couple seasons forward.
Or at least, you know, a couple episodes forward when it suddenly becomes relevant.
Yeah, and apparently it's the same kind of thing would happen in Dexter, except there would be a voiceover going, why would this happen? And then it's supposed to, like, clue the audience into, hey, something happened, like, just now. I guess we better pay attention to it.
Yeah.
Instead of all these other people who are part of the Breaking Bad crowd, they're having so much fun, like, theorizing what's happening
next.
What
each thing's going to mean.
Yeah. Oh, man. The subreddit
yeah.
for Breaking Bad. It is, like,
I would avoid that, honestly, like, because, you know, people are just going to spoil everything for you if you haven't seen every new up-to-date episode.
Right, no, and I unsubscribe from it temporarily each time just a new episode comes out, and then when I watch it, I resubscribe and read through it.
Yeah.
And it's brilliant. But they get so out there with the speculation.
It's kind of entertaining to listen to, though, honestly.
It is, and they keep yelling at Marie for wearing purple all the time.
Teresa and I have noticed that same thing. Have you noticed everything in their house is purple?
They have the purple carpet. She wears purple. Everything's purple.
In that one scene where Hank's working at, you know, at the kitchen table with all his stuff after he's figured it out,
That one thing we
can't talk about. Anyways, so we did a quick count. She has purple cooking utensils in a purple pot next to her purple pans with a purple placeholder. Hank's drinking out of a purple coffee cup. They have purple placemats on their table. They have a purple cup hanging up on the wall. There is purple everywhere except for the paint on the walls and the cabinets.
What's the main color in Walt's house then? I think it's green.
It's a mix of greens and blues, I think.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm not. One thing I don't like about Breaking Bad is the theme song. I mean, it's short and it's to the point, and yeah. I like that, but it's boring.
It is kind of boring.
As all heck. I tried to introduce you to another show one time. It's called It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't really like it, but season 9 just started, and you've got to admit, this is the best theme song. Oh, I just love it.
Yeah, it's just catchy theme.
It's so great.
Yeah.
And all the people on the show are terrible people. That's the main thing you have to remember.
Breaking Bad is so much better.
Oh, yeah. It is so much better.
No, I mean, as in quality of people.
No, because good. Because in Breaking Bad, it's good people turning bad.
It's very, very bad.
Yeah, but in... On It's Always Sunny, it's everyone's bad all the time.
Oh.
They were born...
There was no character arc.
They were born complete narcissists. They take everything to a 10. They go insane. It's just great.
Yeah.
I think it's a brilliant show. I still don't know why you're not jumping on that bandwagon.
I don't know. I try to avoid jumping on bandwagons, honestly.
Bandwagons can be fun.
Can be, but sometimes they're overrated.
If the settlers hadn't gotten on those bandwagons, would we be living in the west side of the country right now?
Possibly.
Well, I probably wouldn't be born. I mean, I have no evidence to support that, but come on. If you see a bandwagon, just at least think about it.
I think you got on the Breaking Bad bandwagon. Yes, that one I'll admit I got on.
I don't know if I even... I think I might have gotten you to watch that show, or maybe you did it by yourself.
I've been considering watching it for a long time because I heard so many good things about it. I just never had because A, I didn't have Netflix, and B, I hate jumping into a show on season 4, for example.
Yeah, no, you should never do that.
No, I like watching series, or be it TV shows, movies, whatever. I don't like jumping into the second or third episode, movie, whatever. Right. I like starting at the beginning, going to the end.
No, that's a very good thing to do.
Which people are like, oh yeah, well, whatever. I haven't seen the first 3 movies, but whatever. I'm going to go see this one anyways.
Yeah.
No, you can't do that.
This is something I'm not really allowed to complain about because I haven't seen the original movie. This is a totally different thing. They're redoing RoboCop.
Oh, I saw the new trailer just got up, isn't it?
Yeah, and I haven't seen
it. It's on streaming.
I know, so I really have no excuse. I'm probably going to watch it...
tonight?
No, because I got to work.
Oh, that's right.
Duh. See, remember? It ruins everything.
It does, doesn't it?
But I'm going to watch it like sometime within the next week, and I'm going to come back with every reason why RoboCop should not be remade. Because I'm just against Hollywood taking original properties and rehashing them just to make money from the start.
Right.
And that's what they're doing with RoboCop.
Pretty much. It's just a shameless money grab.
The original one sounded dumb, too. And people are, like, making the case right now because apparently the trailer for the original one was big, dumb action. That was the premise that you kind of got.
That's pretty much what RoboCop is in a nutshell. And that's why people like it, is it's just like the same reason people like the Fast and Furious movies, is they're very stupid movies. They're entertaining.
Right, but The problem I have, the reason I would approve of RoboCop and not the Fast and Furious movies is because the Fast and the Furious movies ignore physics, okay? I think RoboCop has some respect for physics.
Maybe a little bit.
I haven't seen it, so I can't prove it, yeah. But I'm going to watch
maybe
it.
Maybe a little bit, but I don't know.
And there's people out there that are defending the trailer for this new one, saying, oh, you all remember the trailer for the first one. It looked really dumb, right? And look how awesome it was. No, I'm against it completely, because it's Hollywood doing its thing again for the big money cash grab.
Yeah.
And we don't need that. Just leave RoboCop alone. See, that's my rant.
I'm good with that. I don't mind remaking movies if it's done tactfully and done well. I mean, it's not, you know, like Superman or Batman, perfect examples of franchises that were rebooted or restarted or whatever, because not for a shameless cash grab. Like, for example, with Batman, is done that he wanted to do it and he thought he could do a good job, like Christopher Nolan, and he did. I mean, the Batman trilogy was awesome.
Yeah, the Total Recall is not a good example of that. I know you liked it.
I did like it. Honestly, I liked it a little bit better than the original one. I do really like the original one, though, so don't get me wrong. I really like the original one.
They don't go to Mars.
See, that's not that big of a selling point to me.
It so is!
To you, yes. Not to me. Oh, by the way, did you hear Gravity's getting, like, rave reviews?
Yeah. No, seriously. James Cameron saw it early, and he's like, this is everything a space movie should be.
And he knows what he's talking about. He's done a lot of science fiction. He built his entire name on science fiction and Titanic.
That is a big... Because apparently, the director... I wasn't connecting the dots at the time that I saw the trailer. The guy who's making Gravity made Leon the Professional.
Oh!
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're the same guy.
Luke Benson?
Or maybe he's a producer. I don't know.
I was going to say, he usually does action movies, but... I don't know.
Well, I mean, it's kind of action. It's just space action.
That's true. But yeah, and you've said this every time you watch the trailer, is that every time you see it, it's like, this has always been one of my irrational fears of getting, you know, lost out in space something like that.
It's, oh man.
I'm like, and I was saying, well, apparently it's not so irrational anymore.
With the Mission to Mars thing? Or
No, just being... getting your line cut in space or something like that.
Oh, yeah. No, it's not irrational because, I mean, there's a chance that it can happen, but first you have to pass this space program, and I'm not doing that.
No, probably not.
I mean, I can't, but there is the whole thing with the Elon Musk guy that, you know what he's done so far, right?
I think so.
He's a big investor for Tesla, as I understand
it. Oh, yeah, okay.
He also invented PayPal.
Oh, no kidding. I didn't know that one.
Okay. Although, I don't really know whether to thank him or hate him for that.
Yeah.
PayPal kind of sucks.
It can.
But
it opened the door for a lot of stuff.
It really did. Like, internet currency in general.
It's like MySpace. It wasn't exactly that great, but it opened the door for a lot of other things. I mean, I don't know if Twitter or Facebook are good things, but...
I don't know. I mean, apparently a couple months ago, MySpace... No, not months. Jeez. I'm getting old. a couple years ago, I think it's probably safe to say a couple years ago
with MySpace. Yeah,
yeah. I lose track of when things comes out, but there was a major upgrade for MySpace. Apparently, there was a YouTube ad and everything, and nobody went back. Nobody's ever gonna go back.
Isn't there only like 500 people left on MySpace, and those are just people who are too lazy to delete their accounts?
I'm just wondering if that could be right, but. I don't know. There's still people that are using AOL.
That's true.
And, I mean, I know one of them.
You've got Mail. Gosh, that was one of the biggest little tones in the 90s.
Never used AOL.
No.
In my life. We had MSN.
Yeah, we had... I don't remember what we had.
It was like a dial-up company, though.
Pretty much, yeah. My first email was Yahoo email, was the first one that I ever had.
Mine still exists. It's probably the oldest account out of anything that I have.
Yeah, same here. And
it's
I just use it
for spam.
Exactly. It's like, oh, enter your email here for this. Spam email.
Pause. I don't know. And apparently, like, Yahoo's making a comeback somehow. I don't really understand that, so I'm not going to talk about it too much. Yeah. But all I'm going to say is no.
But yeah.
Switch to DuckDuckGo. Don't use Google. I mean, I haven't made the switch completely yet, but...
You're working on it.
Yeah, because there's ways to get around it.
Anyways, back to Gravity. What was... Do you ever figure it out, or...
Oh, yeah, we were talking about Gravity. Yeah. Oh, I was... I got to look it up. Director for Leon the Professional, Luc Besson. Luc Besson?
Yeah, I think so. He's French.
I don't know how to say French.
Yeah, I mean...
And Gravity, I'm looking at the IMDb, Alfonso Cuarón, Never mind. Well, yeah. I thought he had something to do with it.
I thought Luke Benson was involved in something else new coming out, but I didn't think it was that.
I don't know. Oh, wait, you know what? Hold on a second. Who is this Luke Besson guy? I don't know, but yeah. I thought he had something to do with it. It's got an 8.1 on IMDb right now.
And look at the, I mean, I don't really trust the Metacritic thing, but the Metacritic thing was like at what, 95?
Is that on IMDb?
No. I thought so. I can't check my phone because I turned it off.
No, because that's not what this graph is over here.
One second.
I don't know. Movie Meter. That's totally different. I don't know where Metacritic is, but Metascore, 96 out of 100.
Which is good. That's better than, well, the original Godfather got 100, but the other ones were like low 90s. I think Shawshank even was, you know, mid 90s.
I'm surprised we haven't had a movie that like gets a 9.5 on IMDb. Highest rated one on IMDb. 9.3. Oh, I thought it was 2.
I think Shawshank is 3.
We will find this. But anyway, no, I think we should be getting to the point where there's going to be a 9.5 solid on IMDb within the next 5 years.
You're hoping, aren't you?
I'm really hoping, because
the thing is, within 100, with the last 100 years of cinema, nothing's broke that. So
yeah, I mean, I can be kind of a movie snob sometimes, because people are like, you want to watch this movie, and then I look at the IMDb score, and if it's lower than like a 7, I'm like, yeah,
I'm skeptical if it's below 6. If it's a 6 or above, I'll watch it.
Yeah,
I'll be skeptical at 6, but below 6, I'll be like, this is probably going to suck, but okay.
You're much more graceful than I am. I should be opening my mind way more to movies with lower ratings.
Watch Manos, the Hands of Fate, though.
Oh, yeah. I haven't gotten you to... Oh, geez. Don't ever watch that movie.
Oh, you watched it?
Gentlemen, but...
Was it Mr. Science Theater 3001, or was it the plain regular one?
No, that I watched the Mr. Science Theater one, but yeah. By itself... not yet. There is actually, I don't know, I don't remember if I told you this, but there's a project for Manos, the Hands of Fate to be restored to Blu-ray. And I will download that. The guy who's doing it, he got extremely lucky, because he just bought a box full of old films.
Right.
You know, like on reels.
Right.
Films is cool. Redundant, but I don't know how else to say it, because
physical film.
I was born in 1994, and I don't know how film works, but I don't know why I did the old voice for that, because I'm supposed to be young. But he found a work print of Manos, the Hands of Fate, like just like straight, not edited, and it looks really good actually when you just look at still frames versus the version that's out now, which I think is just like normal DVD quality or something like that.
Right.
And I kind of hope it gets done, because, you know, I want to watch bad... When I want to watch a bad movie...
You want it in 1080p.
Yeah. I mean, we watched The Room in 1080p.
How was that?
You were there, weren't you?
I watched Room...
Did you leave?
I watched The Room 1408, one with John Cusack.
No, this is totally different, man.
Okay. Yeah, no, I obviously missed that one.
Because, it's like Tommy Wiseau, I think that's how you say his name.
Okay.
It is such a bad movie. Just overly gratuitous sex scenes, really... bad slurred dialogue, like he talks like he's drunk most of the time, because he's the director starring in his own movie.
Oh yeah, and that usually doesn't work unless you're like 1940s.
And he talks like this, like, I did not hit her, I did not. Oh, hi, Mark. He talks like a moron, and it's got tons of classic lines. It's really horrible. It ends stupidly.
Is it a quotable quote movie?
Oh, though? It's very quotable, yeah. But. The context is very limiting that you can use those quotes in. The context is usually, have you seen The Room? Oh, yeah, let's say quotes to each other for the next 5 minutes. Okay, and then people do that.
Yeah, that's...
It's not...
That's obnoxious.
Good. It is, really. But, I mean, that's what I do with the Princess Bride.
That's true.
And you haven't even seen that yet.
No, I haven't.
You will, though.
I know. I have no doubt of that. But, yeah, okay. For people who don't know, he does the whole little marriage thing in the voice. The whole works. It's quite hilarious.
If you have seen The Princess Bride, you are about to be in for quite a treat. If you haven't...
You're still going to laugh, but you just won't understand the complete context.
Marriage! Marriage is what brings us together today. That blessed arrangement... That dream within a dream. It is so a Peter Cook.
I just I just had an interesting revelation with that voice. It sounds like Steve Martin doing his French accent if he had, like, Novocaine in his mouth. Because it's like half his mouth is like numb, so he can only move half of his mouth.
If I do it for too long, eventually it just evolves into Zoidberg. And then that's just Zoidberg, because why not Zoidberg?
Yeah, anyways.
it's like my favorite voice to do.
Anyway, yeah. What were we even talking about?
I don't know. I did look that up. Shawshank Redemption has a 9.2.
Oh, wow.
So it went back down again. People are so harsh on it.
I know.
I can't believe it.
It is a great movie. I don't think it's the best movie of all time, but it is a very, very good. I think the thing that the reason Shawshank is so high is that it's universally liked.
Yeah. No, it reaches like all potential audiences.
Yeah, everybody finds something in it that they like.
People aren't gonna like hate a Prison Breakout and Andy Dufresne and Morgan Freeman at the same time. It's really hard to do.
Yeah, I mean, there are other Prison Break movies that aren't nearly as highly rated, so it's not that. I just think it's so well done that everybody likes it.
Yeah.
It may not be everybody's favorite movie, like myself. It's not my favorite movie.
No, it's not mine either. But
I agree that it is a very good movie. I would give it probably a solid 9.
Yeah. I'm not even sure what I would call my favorite movie.
Although, I don't know, because I don't really give out 10s for movies. So
ever?
Not really.
Not even for Inception? Because I know you... I do any Bond movie ever, because you're the Bond nut.
I do really like Bond. I do really like Inception, but 10 to me is perfection, and in my opinion, there is no such thing as a perfect movie yet.
That sucks.
I mean, there are things that maybe...
People were hoping that's what Cloud Atlas was going to be.
I still haven't seen that, but my sister got a Blu-ray copy, so I might be watching that.
What? Oh,
I didn't even know that they had it. I thought they just rented it, and then next thing I know, I go in to take a look at what movie my sister has, and I see Cloud Atlas on Blu-ray there. I'm like, huh.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. You should probably watch it.
Yeah, I heard you need to watch it at least, like, twice.
Yeah, no, I've watched it twice, and that's the only way you're really going to pick up on all the roles. Because it's like five people playing
it's like 10 five
different people.
I heard it's like five different storylines all intermixing together.
It is cool.
So you have to almost think of it non-linearly.
I just hit my own microphone.
Wow.
Duh. But I don't know. I think maybe it would have gone over better in the book instead of giving everybody fake noses to go ahead.
I've heard that the book is better because you can only do so much with film, you know, as opposed to movies or as opposed to a book.
Yeah, no, that's really true. Although I think it also depends on the imagination of the reader too.
That's true.
I mean, it's one of the most sucky things to happen when you go from being a kid to being an adult is your loss of imagination.
Right.
I think that's a really big problem.
Yeah, probably why people don't read as much is because they can't visualize it as much in their head.
And I've started reading again.
Yeah,
like, I've
really picked up on it.
I've been looking at my loss of imagination, and I think I need to start reading again, and I have.
Yeah, I've...
Pick up a book,
Skyfall,
kids.
I started reading the James Bond
books.
Read
books and don't do drugs because...
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the mantra, right?
Okay.
Is that like the slogan mantra, for MAD?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
For what?
For MAD. Mothers Against Drug Driving.
Okay. Yeah, I knew that. I thought that's what you said, but I'm like, that doesn't have anything to do with doing drugs.
I know.
Anyways, I started reading the Bond books, and then after I finished this one, I have a few ideas, possibly Jurassic
for costumes.
Park.
Costumes? Oh.
No, Jurassic Park as a next book to read after From Russia With Love. Anyways. Jurassic Park, which I've heard the book is actually better than the movie, which is surprising because the movie I quite like. The first one.
Oh, man.
First one.
You know what you know what I just remembered when you were talking about Jurassic Park?
What?
Have I ever shown you Jurassic Park on a thing called the Melodica?
I don't think so.
Okay. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah. And did you hear they are doing Jurassic Park 4?
Oh, they don't need to...
No.
Again, my Hollywood rant from earlier referenced that. Go back like half an hour.
That rant pretty much summarizes his entire view of 2015, I think.
Oh, boy.
Have you looked at what the calendar for 2015 is coming out?
Oh, they made a calendar?
Well, no. It's just everything that's saying, we're going to release this in 2015. This is going to be... And apparently plugs for 2015 are getting eaten up like crazy. Because let's go through the checklist. We got Avengers 2.
Okay.
Superman versus Batman.
Yes.
The next Bond movie.
Okay.
Star Wars, possibly the next Star Trek. They got Jurassic
Park.
They'll
get Star Trek done before then.
They were saying that if they're going to do a sequel, they're probably going to film it next year.
Okay.
Yeah. So that would mean it comes out in 2015. So that'll be a big year for J.J. Abrams. Avatar 2 is supposed to come out, I think. The next Terminator is supposed to come out.
Another Terminator.
Another Terminator. And they do actually have Arnold in this one because he's no longer the Governator.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying. And you can look this up. There's tons of movies that are coming out in 2015 that are all sequels or reboots. There's nothing original coming out in 2015, it looks like.
Awesome.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the next Fast and Furious is coming
out. That was sarcastic.
No, actually, I think that one's coming out next year. Maybe 2 years. Anyway. Anyways, yeah, 2015 is going to be a very, very unoriginal year for movies. Ben thinks it's going to kill the film industry on the whole because...
Oh, yeah, we were talking about J.J. Abrams. I think we need to stop making fun of him for his lens flares.
I like him.
Yeah, I know. I like him, too. And that's why I think we need to stop the lens flare thing. Because
it's becoming overused.
It's becoming overused. And Simon Pegg brought up a good point on Twitter the other day. He played Scotty,
right?
If you don't know his name. He's also in that new movie, The World's End.
We need to see that.
Yeah. This week? Or you probably work this weekend.
Yeah, I work all weekend.
I bet I do, too, because I'm just too darn good at my job. he came out in defense of J.J. Abrams saying, he's such a great filmmaker that people are making fun of him for an artistic choice, which is his lens flares.
Yeah.
And I can get that. You know, I don't think we need to make fun of his lens flares
anymore. I don't think we do either. I mean, other people have done it without getting any criticism, a.k.a. Joss Whedon.
Yeah,
he loves lens flares too, and
he doesn't.
Spielberg does them a little bit.
We don't make jokes about it though, so we don't notice them.
No, much. Because nobody makes jokes at Whedon.
No, nobody ever. No one would ever dare.
you know, somebody's gonna make a joke about Whedon now just for that.
Probably. I don't know. Well, the joke with Whedon is that he kills the characters that we love.
That's that too, and that he can never do anything that's really successful before the Avengers.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's also true. Okay, I wanted to play, this is the Jurassic Park theme on the melodica.
Oh.
You do remember this now?
I think so. I think, yeah.
This is so brilliant.
Jurassic Park.
I think you did play this.
I hope this doesn't hurt anyone's ears.
Yeah, I remember this. Oh, God. You know what this does to me now? It just makes me want to go watch Jurassic Park.
But with this theme.
I'll get out a kazoo. Sounds like three people playing a kazoo.
They do move in.
Wow, your face is turning really
red.
It's
my favorite thing on the internet.
And that's saying a lot.
Oh my god.
Oh, wow.
It's the melodica. It's like a flute but with piano keys on it, and it really sucks.
Yeah, in case you couldn't hear that.
Oh man, I watched this again last night just for old time's sake, and I found something else that I don't think I'm going to play because it's not as good, but I was still laughing just so hard.
Anyways,
it was the theme from Titanic,
okay,
the entire theme, but played on the recorder, and it was, and it just had like those like fade in shots of like a guy looking all sad and usually sitting at a table lit by candlelight only, playing this recorder.
You still haven't seen Titanic, have you?
No, I have.
Oh,
yeah,
oh,
I watched Titanic, and it was it was stupidly long.
It is insanely long. But what JJ and what not JJ?
JJ. He died on the boat. That one sucked.
Yeah. Anyways, James Cameron movie can you think of that isn't insanely long? Oh, I guess The Abyss isn't.
Well, I haven't seen that though. Terminator isn't that long.
No, The Terminator isn't long. The original one. Aliens wasn't horribly long.
I thought it was comfortable.
It was a good length. It was a good length. T2 is the best, though, in my opinion.
No, it really is.
Yeah, the original one's good. 3.
I haven't seen 3 yet.
Yeah, it goes kind of downhill.
Oh, well.
It's, yeah.
They're going to keep making Terminator movies until the actual apocalypse happens. And then that's the only thing that will stop these Terminator movies.
Maybe that's why the machines will take over.
No more of these
Stop
movies.
Stop making fun of us, and then they kill us, and then we're all like, and then James Cameron's all like, I told you so. Give me money, yeah! And then, you know, that's the end of Hollywood.
Yeah.
That would suck.
That would suck.
But, you know, the end of the world doesn't have to be like that.
No.
Just stop making Terminator movies. just leave it. Leave it alone. I mean, you had Christian Bale in one. I think your limit.
I think that they had initially planned that there was going to be the whole trilogy, a whole other trilogy starting with 4. So there'd be 4, 5, and 6.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I am a bit of a hypocrite, though, because I'm the guy who's excited for the new Star Wars movies.
Yeah, I still haven't forgiven you over that one. I'm not sure I have to forgive you, but I am insanely skeptical of it.
Maybe I shouldn't be excited.
I think you should be wary. I think you can be excited. I'm excited to see it.
For failure.
I'm excited to see it, to see what happens. I am not entirely... I don't feel my heart that it's going to be good.
Okay, that's a good stance to have.
I mean, I want to see it, but I don't have faith in it. I'm excited for it, but, you know.
There's going to be another, like, Jar Jar character or something.
I hope not. I hope Abrams learned from...
No, because he's a super nerd. He really is.
I know,
is.
And he knows better than to do something like that. I know, he is a major nerd.
Yeah.
But...
I think it's going to be fairly smooth sailing.
It will probably be decent, but I don't know. I mean, I did really like the new Star Trek, and I didn't really ever watch Star Trek before. I never always thought it was dumb. So, I have faith in that. If you can make me like a topic I didn't like before, what will we do with something I already like?
You know what I realized last week? I missed out on Trek in the Park this year.
Oh, that's right.
I can't believe... I couldn't make time for it.
Yeah.
There was no way.
Yeah, and then same with the Can't Stop the Serenity thing. I just couldn't make time for that either. We got to do that next year.
Yeah, although, I mean, we can watch Serenity whenever we want.
Yeah, but seeing it on a theater, you know, with a bunch of other Firefly nerds, it's different.
I didn't have the hat that you guys got me for my birthday.
I know.
But still would have gone.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't have any clothing that was referencing that show until you got me Jane's hat.
I think that's one of the few clothing articles out there that do reference that show.
Well, I mean, you can get some of Jane's shirts.
Yeah,
too.
A couple of them from QMX, but
everybody loves that. Jane's like everyone's favorite.
Jane is the most quotable character. Well, next to Wash and Jane are both very, very quotable.
Yeah.
Well Wash everybody.
Wash never talked enough. I don't think.
No, but. Everybody in that was somewhat quotable in one scene or another.
Yeah.
You know,
although yeah. I don't ever quote Inara.
Yeah.
I don't. Well,
that's true.
I don't know if it's because I'm not a girl or none of the quotes really pertain to my everyday life because I'm not a companion in air quotes. But you know.
Yeah.
It's got something to do with it.
But I mean, everybody has. I'm sure everybody has at least one little quote.
Yeah.
You know, River has. I can kill you with my mind.
God, it's so creepy.
Which sucks because Jared never got to get to that point.
Yeah, no, he left before.
I know.
Sucks. But
saying goodbye to family took precedent over Firefly.
I think everybody
should. Men needs priorities.
Everyone should abandon all hopes of Firefly being on Netflix, though. Like, having the series be continuations,
yeah. I agree with that. I always, in the back of my mind and heart, hope.
Yeah.
But my logic tells me no, it won't happen.
No, everyone's too old. And
I don't know, but they're too old, but
I don't know. And the environment might be too politically charged.
Which is why we might need it.
What? Wait, so like Firefly's going to become a
catharsis almost. It's reconciling with the problems that we have with today. You know, it's a chance.
But
to,
in space.
Exactly. It's a chance
space
to get away from them. And
better.
Actually, it is a great opportunity because it's able to take current issues, twist them to a different fashion or style. You know, take the Klingons in Star Trek being the Soviet Union. No, I'm serious. I mean, think about it that way. I mean, it's a good way to, you know, play out or think about these different things in a way that's not going to be immediately offensive to anybody.
Oh, wait, the space thing. No, we were talking about Elon Musk like 20 minutes ago, but yeah. I wanted to – because like we all want to go to space, right?
Yeah, well, most of us do, yeah.
Well, he's doing – I can't believe you haven't heard about this, man. He's doing the – he's like starting his own space program to Mars.
Right.
Though, with
I think
SpaceX
I heard about
company.
That, and they're taking volunteers?
Well, it's not a volunteer thing.
Oh, okay, then that's a different thing than I heard of.
Because you gotta pay $500,000.
Yeah.
So it's not exactly voluntary.
Put it on the Visa.
What?
Put it on the Visa.
Yeah, of course. Do you take American Express? No.
Yeah.
Not going to happen. But
ooh, I hear buzzies.
Hmm? I don't know. I've been hearing those the whole time.
Anyways.
But we're not going to worry about it.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I would honestly, if it was less expensive, I'd do that. It'd be cool.
Yeah. I don't want to go
to Mars.
But the whole terraforming thing is going to take way longer than everybody thinks.
How long
is it going to take? Like 20 minutes.
I'll go after it gets terraformed.
Well, you're going to be dead. Unless we do the whole technological singularity thing where you upload yourself to a box.
And cryogenics, if they figure it out.
Nah, see, I don't think cryogenics would be that good for you because I think what would happen is just you get too much body damage from it.
I would imagine
You're going to get frozen, and then you got a whole bunch of ice crystals.
I never really did understand the whole point of it because they're taking a dead body and putting it in a freezer, basically. Yeah,
seriously. And, this isn't a real-world example because it is from a fictional book, but I think it was the second Artemis Fowl book.
Never read any of them.
Third one. Oh, dude.
I know.
There's one of them is called The Eternity Code. I think it might be the third one now that I think about it. But there's a bit. I don't know if I can you spoil a book after it's been out for 10 years? I think Statute of Limitations has been passed.
Statute of Limitations starts after the crime.
Okay.
But anyway, so yeah, go ahead.
Whatever. dude has a bodyguard. His bodyguard gets shot. Maybe I should start over, because main premise of this is that most magical creatures exist, like elves and gnomes and dwarves and trolls, except they are a very highly technological society, and they all live, like, halfway into the Earth's mantle.
Okay.
They have, like, their own city down there, and it's pretty cool.
So Middle Earth for real.
Yeah, and the main character is, like, a 14-year-old kid, and he's the smartest dude in the world.
Okay.
And he has a bodyguard whose name is Butler, which is awesome. And he's like a 6'5" dude, and he's really freaking awesome. And in the third book, he gets shot.
Okay.
And he dies. So what Artemis does, he calls a cryogenic company that famously has, it's like the only cryogenics company in the world, but famously has a track record of never reviving anybody. The only reason it's still there is because the person who owns it has a butt ton of money, so they just want to keep the company running. And he gets frozen, and they try and bring him back, and it doesn't work. So he's got to call a leprechaun up from the center of the earth, because he kind of knows the people down there.
Yeah.
And he's all like, can you help me out? And they were all like, okay. And then they brought him back to life, and he got really screwed up afterwards.
Yeah.
Not really exactly because of the ice crystals, but it was more of, he just got really old all of a sudden because they had to use some of his life force to, this is getting really
way out there. Yeah.
Main point being, I don't think we're going to be able to bring people back without magic.
The cryogenics thing, I don't agree with.
It's not really going to happen. No,
I don't think it's that. But no. I don't know.
I mean, so don't do that. Do the whole singularity thing where you get uploaded to a box, and you're going to be much happier with the way you come out.
Or by a DeLorean.
Yeah.
It's probably cheaper.
Oh, way more fun. 88 miles an hour? Heck yes.
Yeah.
go ahead and like us on... I'm talking way too loud. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/TGIFradio. We're also TGIF Radio on Twitter. Email us things at TGIFradioshow@gmail.com. Things you want to say?
Don't actually buy a DeLorean, A, because they're not that great at cars, and B, because I want one.
Oh, you want to keep them all to yourself. We're going to be back next week. Party on, everybody. Don't hurt yourselves over the weekend, or stay safe, I guess. I don't know.
Unless you don't have to.
Don't throw PSAs in the end. They're just dumb. Good
night. Yeah.